That was a letter written by John to churches that were having conflict. Even back then, churches arose from conflict. And I hate to say, we're not immune to that here at Prince of Peace. But we're strong, we talk, we listen, and we work through the conflict. Or else we wouldn't still be here and not be in here. When we hear the word love, what comes to mind? I think maybe the traditional words come to mind at first. That would be roommates. That would be dating. That would be commitment. That could be marriage. And that could also be for some of those who've been there. Butterflies in the tongue. But here in John, we talk about different love, or at least God is talking about a different kind of love. And that love is called agape. It is endless. It is ever powerful. But we have to remember, love is not just a word, nor a commandment. But rather, it is a command. God mandates us to love one another. Love is not an attitude, but an action. Actions see itself in deed and sacrifice. A true mark of discipleship. What greater gift and example comes from God is through the life, ministry, and sacrifice of Jesus Christ. That's the kind of love that we get to experience when we're Christians.
Amen.
It's the kind of love that will change and transform us as individual people, as congregations. We could probably go further than that, but we've got to love one another if we want to change, if we want to transform.
Yes. Amen.
There are times that it can really, really be hard to love. We're human. Sometimes it can happen right here in front of us, in our own pews. And we can always say, you know what? To ourselves, it's easier for us to love outwardly and to serve outwardly beyond these church walls. But what about our neighbor in the pew?
Well,
a neighbor who may be hurting.
Yes.
A neighbor who may be experiencing sickness. And maybe a neighbor in the pew that really doesn't know what love is at this point in their life. It's up to us to reach out. So at this time, let us look inwardly and let us learn to love one another here. Once we do that, we can go out there. For over 90 years, Prince of Peace has followed the mandate of Jesus to love one another by the many, many ministries that occurred here for over 90 years. We grow. We change. We adapt. Yeah, adapt. We have to change with the times. 2020 is very different from 1960 in the world. We cannot go back. We must only drive forward. We transform individually and as a congregation. And we love. And trust me, I see the love here at Prince of Peace. And that's because God first loved me. He loved you. He loved us. Matthew's Gospel, we hear the story of the vine and the branches. A very different kind of love story. It is a love story, if you think about it. The love of God the Father, the vine dresser, who prunes us, changes us, and transforms us. No matter what we do, our branches start dying, we start going astray. God the Father puts his arms around us, and he proves us and makes us stronger and better people. The love of the Son. He is the body. He's our strength and stronghold, who through love sacrificed his life for each and every one of us. And then we have the love of the Holy Spirit. See, we're not in this alone. God sent us the Holy Spirit in love to help us, to help these branches grow and bear fruit. What is meant by bearing fruit? In the Gospel, John tells us about some of these fruits. Love, obedience, and joy. And further, in the writing of St. Paul, he talks about gifts of the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, readiness, generosity, faithfulness, and self-control. These are all marks of discipleship. We produce fruit because of the relationship that we have with God and for what he has done for us. In the hymn, Love Lifted Me, we hear the words, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. That is because of God's abiding love for us. And I can say for myself, last August was probably a very, very low point. I was scared that I didn't know where to go. But because of faith and because of the love of God, and also because of the prayers from all of you, love lifted me. And I think it's made me a stronger person. Have you felt pruned and cleansed? Yes, by the great grace of God and by the blood of Christ, we are pruned, we are cleansed, so we can go out in the world and share the good news. Brothers and sisters, continue to allow yourselves to be pruned for ministry here at Prince of Peace and beyond. Sisters and brothers, continue to use your gifts for the sake of the gospel. For 90+ years, God has used individuals and this congregation, Prince of Peace, in the call for ministry. As Maya Angelou once said, and I always go back to this, it's very powerful to me. It takes a village to raise a child. Here at Prince of Peace, it takes many juicy fruits, past and present, to bear fruit and witness of the gospel for ministry and for sharing the love of